This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott, and it is Mardi Gras. You want to go through the Mardi Gras. You know when you see the Mardi Gras, somebody'll tell you what's kind of. And today we are going to transport you, musically anyway, to the streets of New Orleans, where the parades and parties are in full swing. So grab a drink, get your dancing shoes ready, because we have an essential Mardi Gras playlist for you. Joining me now from the Crescent City is Gwen Tompkins, host of WWNO's weekly music program, Music Inside Out. Besides being a native New Orleanian, she's interviewed many living legends, including Alan Toussaint, Dr. John, and Irma Thomas. Gwen Tompkins, a hearty welcome to you from Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia, and hello, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's kind of the opposite of New Orleans in terms of Mardi Gras celebration. So before we get to the partying, can you give us a little bit of an overview of what Mardi Gras is and why people are partying and parading in New Orleans?
Well, you know, I always believe that there's a little bit of carnival in everybody, and even in the state of New Hampshire, actually. It's just maybe under the snow for now. But, you know, the carnival season, this is really sort of a season of seen and unseen pleasures. On the days leading up to Mardi Gras Day, which is, of course, Fat Tuesday, the Tuesday before the beginning of Lent, you know, people are out in the streets and they're dancing and they're drinking and they're second lining, you know. But at the same time, you know, there's an awful lot that's going on beneath the surface. You know, so the crews, the organizations that actually put on the parades each year, you know, I mean, they're all steeped in tradition, some of which that dates back, you know, to the 19th century. It's also the season for, you know, the social calendar. This is the height of the New Orleans social calendar. And so if you are a debutante, if you have social aspirations, now is the time to put on your, you know, put on your best gown and your crown and come out to society. So, you know, all these things are happening at the same time. And the musical soundtrack of what's happening is just phenomenal.
No, give us a picture of that. Waking up in New Orleans on Mardi Gras morning. What time are you getting up and what song should we begin with?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is the beauty of Mardi Gras Day is that you can wake up at any time and have a heck of a time, you know. The first song is a classic. It is Al Carnival Time Johnson singing Carnival Time.
Let's hear it.
The green room is smoking and the fire's burning down. Throw the baby out the window and let the joint burn down.
Carnival Time Johnson letting the jernt burn down, as he put it. Now, this is not the original version. Tell us about this.
No. The original version comes from 1960, as does actually a lot of the New Orleans party classics, you know, Mardi Gras party classics. A lot of them come from the late 1950s, early 1960s. And Al Johnson recorded Carnival Time in 1960. It was a nice hit. And unfortunately, he was locked in all sorts of legal back and forth for, you know, for years. And so it wasn't until 1999, actually, that Al Carnival Johnson ever really saw any significant return on his 1960 hit. Mm-hmm. But he re-recorded the song for the HBO series Tremé. And the beauty of the HBO Tremé experience in New Orleans is that the series producers and creators, they were very serious about compensating the musicians for their performances. And so if you get a chance, listen to Carnival Time.
You know, that's, I guess, part of the challenge here, that these songs become part of the vernacular and played over and over again by all sorts of other musicians. Hard to figure out who owns the song. But this next one you chose from Louis Armstrong is all Louis Armstrong's, as far as I can tell.
Louis
Well, Gwen Tompkins, help us understand what this King of the Zulus even means.
Well, Louis Armstrong, you know, was King of the Zulus, you know, the Zulu parade. And Zulu was the first carnival crew of the 20th century. And it was also the first black carnival crew, marching carnival crew, that put on a parade in New Orleans history, really. The one thing you have to know about Mardi Gras, actually there are like a million things you have to know about Mardi Gras, but one thing that you might like to know about Mardi Gras is that, you know, its traditions are in many ways contoured by segregation and by race relations in New Orleans. And so the oldest crews, well, for the longest time, were exclusively white. And when Zulu came along, it was an effort by many black New Orleanians to kind of poke a little fun at these self-involved and exclusive organizations. Now, Louis Armstrong grew up in, you know, in what's, you know, called Backatown, New Orleans. And he always wanted to be the King of the Zulus. I mean, it's a huge honor to be the to be named the King of any parade. And so he recorded a song called King of the Zulus, far, you know, long, long before he ever became King of the Zulus. And he became king, I believe, in 1949.
Mm-hmm. Here he is giving a little brief introduction to his rise from someone playing the song to the Zulu King.
Here's a song we did that was all about one of the big events of the year in my hometown, the Zulu Parade in Mardi Gras week. We dedicated this tune to the man that was elected king of the parade that year. But it wasn't until 1949, 23 years after I made this record, that they elected Satchmo to be the king of the Zulus.
Louis Armstrong, King of the Zulus. That's from Highlights of His Decca Years. That's the name of the DVD. And we do have a list of all of the music suggested by today's guest, Gwen Tompkins. She's a New Orleans native and NPR veteran and now host of WWNO's Music Inside Out. Gwen, you told us a little bit about the African-American kind of alternative to the parades along the avenue in New Orleans. There's another important alternative there of quote-unquote Black Mardi Gras, the Mardi Gras Indian tribes. What do we know about their origins?
Well, you know, according to folklore, the Mardi Gras Indians are made up of black Americans, black New Orleanians, who were paying homage to the Native Americans of the Gulf region, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi in particular, who helped escaping slaves during slavery, who gave them a place to stay, who gave them succor. Now, there are, like, I would say almost 40 tribes that emanate from the different neighborhoods of New Orleans. But the song that I chose is actually a song that comes from what has become one of my favorite albums. It's a 1992 album called Indian Blues. And the album was made by Donald Harrison Sr., who was the big chief of the Guardians of the Flame Mardi Gras Indian tribe, and, of course, the Guardians of the Flame, along with his son, Donald Harrison Jr., who is a very well-respected modern jazz saxophonist, you know, in the John Coltrane tradition, and Dr. John, who, of course, fits in any category of New Orleans music you can possibly imagine. And so this is sort of a historic meeting, you know, between father and son and between musical traditions of the chanting that many associate with Congo Square, you know, which was the, you know, a place of mythical importance in New Orleans and in the Black American experience in the United States. It's the place where slaves and free people of color could all meet during slavery and play music. And this was in the 19th century and before. And so a lot of the chanting supposedly of the Mardi Gras Indians comes from African chanting. The song that I've chosen is called Shallow Water, and it's a favorite among the Harrisons. And it's got Donald Harrison Sr. chanting. It's got Donald Harrison Jr., of course. It's got Dr. John. And you just have to hear it because it's just fantastic.
No, on the bus around.
Shallow water, oh mama.
It fed away, how go my whole line day.
Shallow water, oh mama.
I look for the hunter, but the hunter got away.
Shallow water, oh mama.
I want nobody kneeling, nobody bow.
Shallow water, oh mama.
I make shallow water down to show them how.
Shallow water, oh mama.
Look at him, my new friend, if I can.
That is the big chief of the Guardians of the Flame, Donald Harrison Sr. He actually died a couple of years after this album. Indian Blues was produced by his son, Donald Harrison Jr., the jazz saxophonist, and Dr. John. And Donald Harrison Jr. has carried on that tradition. And we're talking about some of those traditions today and getting a playlist of Mardi Gras music from Gwen Tompkins, a longtime NPR reporter who's been living in New Orleans and now producing a show for WWNO Public Radio in New Orleans called Music Inside Out. Tell us a little bit about the Neville Brothers, a New Orleans institution.
The Neville Brothers are a New Orleans institution, actually. They often, there's a natural connection between the Meters and the Neville Brothers. The Meters, of course, they were and are the city's oldest and funkiest traditionalists. They were the house band, of course, for Alan Toussaint, who is the great producer and who is behind so many of the wonderful, funky and original R&B classics in New Orleans. But the thing about the Neville Brothers, the Meters, and the Mardi Gras Indians is that they hearken to the spiritual life of this area. And as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Virginia, you know, this whole carnival season is about seen and unseen pleasures. And the spiritual life of the city is sort of infused in the Mardi Gras Indian tradition because it harkens back to the, a time of, you know what I mean, of very deep sorrows for many black New Orleanians, because it dates back to slavery. But at the same time, it points to, you know, joy taken from, you know, sorrowful periods. You know, so it combines this really interesting collection of cultural touchstones, you know, the slaves, the free people of color, the Native Americans who lived here, the Caribbean influences of music. It's absolutely a complete world. And it's such an unpredictable world because, you know, unlike parades around town, the Mardi Gras Indians do not adhere to a specific route when they march on Mardi Gras Day. And so that's what's kind of exciting for, for the person who's looking for the Mardi Gras Indians or the fan, because you are constantly, you know, trying to catch up to the Indians. Are they going to cross into another tribe's purview? What's going to happen when two tribes meet each other on the street? I mean, this is exciting stuff. And back in the day, you know, the Mardi Gras Indians used Mardi Gras Day to sort of settle old scores. And so there was actual fisticuffs going on between these men in very beautiful suits. And so now it's less violent, but it's no less important.
Often, especially when those chiefs are out there marching, they're marching with the street musicians of New Orleans, which also hold a very important place in the spiritual life of New Orleanians. One of the tracks that you chose for your essential Mardi Gras playlist is Make Way for Rebirth.
Make way for Rebirth.
Yeah, Bill!
Make way for Rebirth. Make way for Rebirth.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Make way for Rebirth.
Whoa!
Make way for Rebirth.
Back up. Everybody back up. Give us a rock. Give us a rock.
Make way for Rebirth.
Back up, man. Back up a little bit. Make way for Rebirth. Make way for Rebirth.
The Rebirth Brass Band there doing Make Way for the Rebirth. It's one of Gwen Tompkins, who is our guest today's essential cuts on her Mardi Gras playlist. We just learned about the Mardi Gras Indians and a little bit about the Zulu parades that go on in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. The brass bands are there all year long, but tell us about the purpose that they really serve, especially at Mardi Gras time.
You're absolutely right, Virginia. They are all year-round occasions, you know, the brass bands of New Orleans. You know, they are the team that you call when history is being made, you know. We all need a little fanfare in our lives. And when something important is happening in your life down here, it's probably best to call a brass band because they're going to give you the fanfare that you need for weddings, for funerals. They're the people who show up and make noise, you know, make joyful noise for whatever is occurring in the community's life. And so just like the Mardi Gras Indians, they are neighborhood-based outfits. And so of all of the great modern-day brass bands, you know, the Little Rascals, the Stooges, the To Be Continued Brass Band, the Free Agents, you know, Rebirth is still on top. This is an organization that's been around for more than 30 years. Hmm. It started in middle school, okay, in middle school music class between two brothers and Kermit Ruffins, who was their best friend and who remains their best friend to this very day. And they have been marching the streets of New Orleans for more than 30 years. They've been touring the world for that length of time. They've been recording for that length of time. They are, you know, they're just at the top of the heap. And they have the longest running gig in New Orleans, which is, you know, more than 20 years at the Maple Leaf Bar on Tuesday nights. So this is a very interesting year for Rebirth because 2014 is the last year that Rebirth will be marching on the streets of New Orleans.
That's hard to believe.
It really is. And it is, you know, and as Phil Frazier, the sousaphonist, told me the other day, he said, you know, it's time for somebody else to come along. It's time for the young people to come along and do this. Because 30 years on the streets is 30 years on the street. And
marching around, you know, with the big sousaphone.
I know. And Virginia, you know, the sousaphone weighs 28 pounds. And the average New Orleans parade route takes 4 hours. Mm. To complete. So can you imagine carrying 28 pounds for 4 hours, you know, on a regular basis throughout the year? But Make Way for the Rebirth, it's a very simple song. And the reason why I chose it is because I want your listeners to really know what it's like to be in New Orleans on Mardi Gras Day. And if you are pressing forward, as I mentioned before, and you're trying to get to see the floats and you're trying to get up close, you know what I mean? You're pressing closer to the action on the streets. And there's always somebody walking by going, back up, back up, back up, everybody, back up, Rebirth's coming, you know, or whoever's coming, you know? And so your whole day, the whole live long day, you are hearing back up, back up, back up, and you are trying to press forward, press forward, press forward.
We'll be back with more Gwen Tompkins and her best choices from Mardi Gras music picks in just a moment. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We're continuing our Mardi Gras playlist with Gwen Tompkins. She is an NPR veteran, a New Orleans native, and host of WWNO's weekly music program, Music Inside Out. Now, that's also something that you can hear online, and you can look online for the playlist that we've been going through today. And Gwen, you know, Mardi Gras is just one day, and we're going to have to make quick work of it so we can get ready for Lent. You do have some terrific classics on the list and some great women. Blue Lou Barker with her husband Danny Barker singing Don't You Feel My Leg. Ellen Toussaint doing Whirl Away, kind of a New Orleans classic. Some old songs, some new songs. A terrific, terrific cut by Tom Waits with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. But what do we do to wind down Mardi Gras? Come midnight, the cops come out on the horses and clean up the streets because Lent's going to begin. How would you wind it down?
Well, and this is the beauty of my list, Virginia, which is that, you know, it starts off, you know, it starts off traditionally. It moves into the heat and the fire of the Mardi Gras Indians and the brass bands. And then it cools down, you know, because it's going to take you a while to get your mind in the right frame to face Lent. Okay. Now, the thing is, that, you know, carnival comes from, you know, sort of an amalgamation of sort of pagan traditions, you know, spring rites and fertility, you know, celebration of fertility. So I leave that to your imagination. And also sort of early Christian faith. The reason why it's called Fat Tuesday is because you're supposed to eat everything that you possibly can eat in your kitchen, including all the meat. Because come Lent, you know what I mean, if you're a Catholic, you're not supposed to be eating much meat and you're supposed to be fasting, you see. And so you grow fat from the, you know what I mean, from gorging yourself on Tuesday so that you can face Ash Wednesday. The official end of Mardi Gras is when the, of course, when the police come through, come down Bourbon Street. But it's also when Rex, you know, who is the king of carnival, actually meets the king of one of the earliest parades that actually predates Rex at court. You know, the two courts meet. And the song that is playing, you know, at the Rex ball, you know, because there's a masquerade ball that occurs that night. The song that plays is called If I Ever Cease to Love. And this is a song that the Rex organization chose, you know, more than a century ago. And it's a silly song about all the terrible things that will happen if I ever cease to love. You know, and it's kind of a sweet end.
Then let's let it play us out for our little capsule of Mardi Gras, which is now coming to an end. But for you, of course, Gwen, it won't end until midnight. I want to thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
If ever I cease to love, if ever I cease to love, may the moon be turned to green cream cheese. If ever I cease to love.
Gwen Tompkins, host of the weekly radio show Music Inside Out. You can find all of the cuts from Gwen's Essential Mardi Gras playlist, especially the ones we didn't get to, along with some of my favorite Mardi Gras essentials, because there are just so many good songs. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.